everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who this week got to live out his dream of being a carny, but I'll tell you about that later. And we are joined, as always, this week by a man who, well, he's a self-employed, he's making his own way in the world, he's a modern Renaissance man. It's Noah.
Hello, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Noah,
after
of course. After 2 weeks, we took a week off last week because Noah was off exploring the frozen tundra of the Great White North, Canada, I think.
And it had nothing to do with being sick.
As had nothing to do with the cough.
Timed cough.
Yeah, well, that wasn't scripted, folks. He's just coughing. And our special guest this week is just further proof that I'm trying to take over this show with my own kind. It's Ben.
Hi, guys.
But not me, Ben.
It's another one.
Ben. Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Is
this Ben just talking to himself, like pretending he's the guest too? Or is this a different person or what's going on?
He's just really good at making voices and speaking at the same time twice.
Exactly. This is just one of the voices in my head. His name is also Ben. It's like that movie Glass, except I don't have different names. It's just Ben.
I'm glad to know that I've actually like earned the honor of being one of the voices in your head.
Thank you. This one's my conscience. Next week we'll meet another one of the voices in my head that is not my conscience and tells me to do other things. No. I
and
don't have voices.
They're all named Ben.
And they're all named Ben. It's really disturbing.
Or what if the plot twist is that every guest we've ever had on the show is just one of Ben's personalities in his head?
Ah, that just feels like an M. Night Shyamalan movie, and I'm not comfortable with that. But thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Noah and Ben, for being here. You can check us out anywhere podcasts are available, like noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com. That's
or places like, it's a thing we do here. Or places like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and coming to you live this week from the bells at Big Ben. If you ring the bell in Big Ben, well, actually the bell in Big Ben is called Big Ben.
Big Ben.
It's the bell that's called that, not the tower.
It's another anyway. Ben.
It's like
another
I said,
Ben.
We're everywhere.
Yes, we are. But if you ring the bell of Big Ben, it will just play out the entire show in one really long tone. It's great. For weekly updates, actually, first of all, before we get into weekly updates, I would like Ben to tell us a little bit about myself.
Well, about myself. Where to begin? I was born at a very young age. I'm sorry. I'm a dad, so
okay,
I
we
have
got,
to get a couple of dad
we
jokes
We got to speed
there.
This up a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Well, Ben and I have known each other for what, like 8 years now?
Something like that.
What's to know? I work in marketing. I run a recording studio out of my house. I've got kids. I'm planning a church. And I like pineapple.
Ooh. That's a good question.
What was that?
What about on pizza with pineapple?
I am a diehard Hawaiian pizza fan.
Whoa.
I know.
I accept
coming
that.
Out swinging right now. Like, controversial opinions. Yeah, you got the right guy.
Oh, man, we're going there now. My thing with pineapple on pizza is like, sure, it's good, but I'm also like, if you don't like it, just don't put pineapple on pizza. No one's forcing
you
to.
Yeah, do you have to like ruin other people's fun if they want to have pineapple on their pizza?
Yeah, like I'm all for it. If someone wants to get a Hawaiian pizza, let's do it. I like some pineapple on pizza. But if you're adamantly against it, we just won't get a pineapple pizza. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be that big of a deal.
I know. People, man, always just, we live in a society.
We live in a society where pineapple is politicized.
Yeah.
Can I
Let's
say,
talk
though,
about that.
I can understand where a lot of people are coming from when they talk about representation, because when I'm at a party and there's pizza and I see that there is that one Hawaiian pizza there, I feel seen. I feel heard. I feel validated.
So the best way to like look out for the marginalized is to make sure there's a pineapple pizza at your party.
Yes.
At least I'll say it's a way. Yes.
No. It is the way.
It is the way.
It's the only way we can look out for the marginalized. At the church I volunteer at, they always get pizza every weekend or week for the kids. And there's always one that has like bell peppers, tomatoes, spinach, and mushrooms on it. And I'm like, that's probably great for somebody, but nobody ever eats it. And it's every single one that they order is just left there. I'm like, why are we getting this pizza? Because if it's like, if like for vegan people, it still has cheese on it. And then for vegetarians, it's still tastes gross and they'll just get the cheese pizza.
Maybe they're getting it so that the people at the pizza place don't judge them. Like, okay, you're putting like vegetables and stuff on your pizza. You seem respectable. Maybe they're doing it to keep them on their toes.
You just ordered
one in there.
You ordered 15 pepperoni pizzas, but it's okay. You got 2 vegetable pizzas. That's going to balance everything out. Never mind the fact it's still pizza.
It's just like ordering the salad with the pizza. Like, you know nobody's going to eat it, but you feel better having ordered it.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Domino's do a big push where they're like, we're not a pizza company. We sell other things too. Like, here's a salad, and here are some cookies, and here's some mac and cheese that we made. And everyone was just like, no, you're a pizza company.
Give me pizza.
You sell pizza.
Yeah, I think their name changed from Domino's Pizza to Domino's at some point.
Yeah.
Like, to try and broaden the horizons. But who goes to Domino's for like a salad or a mac and cheese or whatever?
Honest question, who goes to Domino's for pizza?
Not my first choice.
So Domino's is not my favorite. It is the pizza that happens to be most present at many of our church gatherings as well. And I've kind of started picking up hints of goldfish in the crust.
It's goldfish becoming, crackers?
Or yes, goldfish the crackers, fish. Not the actual okay. fish. But like little hints, like it's starting to taste like goldfish to me. And I don't know how much longer I can really take it.
So here's Ben's controversy, or not this, Ben's controversial opinion, not other Ben's. This is going to be complicated.
You can call me Benjamin or Mr. Barron's.
Mr. Barron's, okay. So this is Ben's and not Mr. Barron's controversial opinion. But if you're going to get a cheap pizza that you can like just call up and order and have it delivered or pick it up, always do Little Caesars because they're $5 and you can get like 20 of them for $100, or you could get like 10 for $100 somewhere else. So you get more pizza, and frankly, the sliding scale of pizza decency, yes, it's low because it's Little Caesars, but it's not that much lower than like Domino's or Papa John's. So my
thing is just
get like, Little Caesars.
There's a pizza place across the street that I could walk to, and it is the best pizza. Like, I'm convinced it's the best pizza. It's a local place. But it's $20 for one large pizza.
Yeah.
Like, it's an expensive pizza. And I can eat, like, a whole large pizza almost by myself. Like, it's not that big. But it's $20. And it's so good. But I just think about, like, man, on Thursdays at Crazy Carl's, I can get a $5 large pizza. Is this really worth 4 Crazy Carl's pizzas?
I will say Crazy Carl's is pretty good pizza, though.
And Crazy Carl's is really good pizza, too.
Yeah.
Which makes it even harder.
I live too far away for Crazy Carl's. Poor me.
You can go to Right Coast, though. You live really close to Right Coast, and Right Coast has very good pizza.
I live within walking distance of Right Coast, but same thing as Noah. Like, it's good, but it's expensive, man.
It's hard to justify.
Yeah, so just get Little Caesars. Because it's $5, and it's...
hard to beat.
It's still pizza. Anyway, we got off topic. So that's Mr. Barron's for you. That's Ben for you. That was our introduction of Ben. We asked him to introduce himself, and then 10 minutes later, I'm just telling people to order Little Caesars. That should really be Little Caesars' new like branding slogan. Like right now, it's pizza, pizza. Like that's their slogan. They should just be like, it's not that bad, or just like it's $5. It's this
Look,
or
it's
Subway.
It's so cheap. Just come on.
Yeah. Like, you could do worse.
You could save money. $5 for a pizza and a laxative all in one, so you're good.
Exactly. You're perfect. No, that's Taco Bell's slogan. For weekly updates, I am going first, and I just want to share, if you think back 2 weeks to our last episode, I did a game where I brought some fun facts about numbers that I was kind of made fun of for because apparently they weren't as fun as I thought. And it was, I thought it was a good bit, but Noah and Aaron from the Topic Please podcast did not agree. And then
they were okay. They were okay. The Mulan one was good.
The Mulan one was good. What were some of the other ones I shared? I shared there is no A in any number. Like if you're spelling out a number between 1 and 999, you will never use the letter A if you're spelling out those numbers. There is also 2 and 5 are the only numbers that end in 2 and 5 that are prime numbers. And stuff like that. I went to a party, a small little get-together for Halloween, a few days after that, and I was talking to somebody about trivia, and I said, did you know that if you were to write out all of the numbers between 1 and 999, that you would never use the letter A? And she was, like, completely blown away by this fact. And I just want to say, those facts, I used all of them, and they were all incredibly interesting at this party. And the whole premise of that game was, if I brought these to a party, would people find them interesting? And I proved, once and for all, that yes, they were interesting.
And now so Ben has two girlfriends.
I was going to say, did you get her number?
No, she's married. But those are the only people I talk to at parties.
Well, there's your problem. I mean, come on.
I normally find that people who look just as confused about why they're there as I feel. And I'm just like, I'm going to go talk to these people. But I just wanted to put that out there that I used the fun facts that I came up with and they worked well. At the top of the show, I teased that I got to live out my dream of being a carny. And that's just a way of me saying I got to use a popcorn machine today at church because we're doing a series called At the Movies, and everyone gets popcorn as you go into the auditorium for the service. So I just, all Sunday, popping popcorn. It was a great time. I smell like popcorn now.
I guess the question for me is, isn't that a little early for popcorn? Like, were people eating the popcorn at 10 o'clock or whenever this was?
Yes. It's just corn.
Who vacuums the auditorium afterward?
Ooh, not me. Not me. From what I saw, it was my friends Brandon and Jack, and I said, goodbye, Brandon and Jack. Have fun vacuuming the auditorium. The interesting thing is, I don't know how we're allowed to do this because we meet on a college campus and we rent their performing arts center, and I can't imagine that in this situation where we're not allowed to bring coffee into the auditorium, why they allow us to bring popcorn, but...
And that's going to, like, permeate. Like, popcorn doesn't just go away. That smell hangs for a while.
It does.
Someone had to request special permission to make popcorn for church. You know that had to happen.
I think it was our pastor. Just like, hey, can we have popcorn this week?
Yes, but no coffee.
They cast lots for who had to make the call.
Who has to talk to the dean of the college.
Exactly, because it goes all the way up to the dean. President of the university had to be consulted.
Yes.
That's my weekly update. Nothing interesting. Nothing too terribly interesting. So, but I got to make some popcorn. Fun times. Noah, how was your week?
Well, if you think your week was interesting, mine was especially uninteresting. So last week we were going to record the podcast, but I woke up feeling real bad. I had some kind of stomach bug or something, but I got over that. And then I got to go babysit my nieces on Monday, which was really fun because they're, less than a year and over a year. I think maybe even over 2 years at this point, maybe almost 3 years. I don't know. But I have two nieces and I got to go watch them for the day. And my sister told me, like, hey, just fair warning, like they've both been sick. And I was like, it'll be fine. It was not fine. Apparently, the thing with babies that are under a year old is they just have a lot of fluids. And
they do.
Those fluids were contagious, apparently. So I spent the rest of my week down pretty sick. So it's just been, you know, I'm looking at last week like, okay, that was a wash. week. We'll just look ahead to brighter days and pretend like the past week didn't happen. Sadly, I was going to go visit Michael for the first time this weekend. And for some reason, Michael didn't want me. I'm not sure why, but he did not want me to come down.
Your sickness?
Yeah. So we rescheduled.
He was not down with the sickness?
He was not down with my sickness. Understandably. And yeah, I had some other plans that didn't work out. But some people that we were supposed to go to dinner with Friday night and couldn't because I was sick brought us a cherry pie. So that was pretty cool. So I got to eat a cherry pie. This was also supposed to kind of be my vacation week after quitting my job. And I did accomplish my goal of not doing a whole lot. Unfortunately, nice. I also felt pretty miserable for most of it. But I am doing some working from home now. And like my business is starting to take off really well. And I've had a lot more work than I anticipated, which is awesome. Like I wasn't. The previous week, I wasn't planning on working at all, and I ended up working almost 40 hours. So it was like I had a lot of stuff to get done, and it was super busy. So I'm excited. I'm really excited about the work I'm doing, and I feel like I was starting to get into a rhythm and then got sick, but hopefully starting this next week, I'll get back into that rhythm. And yeah, I'm like redesigning my desk here. I might even get a different desk that's going to be a little like different dimensions. I got a sweet monitor stand. I'm hoping to upgrade to an ultra-wide monitor at some point soon. I don't know. It's like nesting for a guy. Like I'm nesting my work area.
I had the same thing happen at the beginning of COVID. I know what you mean. Like getting the work from home set up just right. Oh, like buying a who've ever thought that buying a desk would be so fulfilling?
Oh yeah,
but it is though. I'm like shopping different ones right now, and like, what do I want to bring into my home? What's going to be the thing that I spend 40 hours at least a week with? Like, it's a big decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this desk that I'm currently using, I was at the beginning of, or not the beginning of COVID, but when I was kind of like moving and doing all that stuff, I got real ambitious. I'm like, I'm going to build my own desk. So I currently have all of the wood to build my desk. And that's it. And I'm just using like one that was like $70 at Target that just kind of like folds up. I'm like, yeah, I'll use this in the meantime while I'm building my desk.
Do you have tools?
And I have all the wood. What was that?
Do you have tools?
My dad does.
Well, is this like, I'm going to build my own IKEA desk? Or is this I'm going to build a desk from scratch?
I have the wood to glue together. And I was going to do like kind of like a desk shaped desk, and
that is the usual shape of
so
desks,
like I have
yes.
Exactly. But
like a flat top,
so I have a bunch of James, friend of the show, not really, he doesn't listen, but James who has been on the show,
get on board James, come on,
like yeah. Like he's talked about, he works at he worked at a door custom door shop, so any of the wood cuttings that they had, they could just take home because you can't really use them to make a door if it's like a 2-inch thick strip of wood. And so he took all those home and he gave me a bunch. So I just have a bunch of like 2-inch wide strips of wood, like real, real nice wood that I was going to glue together and make like a really cool sort of looking desktop. And then so I have all that, but I have not actually done the assemblage, as it were. So
I plan on taking a day this
Sunday.
Week. This is a follow on from your. I'm not just jumping in and giving my weekly update just yet, but
no,
no, go for it. I'm done.
No, do it.
Following
yeah.
on from what you said, Ben. This week I am taking a day midweek to finish a woodworking project, trays for three for my in-laws as well as brother-in-law and sister-in-law, all three families, three trays. Guys, this was a Christmas present from last year that I planned on giving them.
I was about to say, you're really getting ahead on Christmas.
Yeah.
You year. Could look at it no. that way. I mean, it comes around eventually again. It's just, yeah. No, but well, I definitely understand the having wood just lying around and not knowing what to do with it.
Exactly. So James, last year, he made cutting boards with the extra word that he got from his job. It's like really beautiful cutting boards that are like custom made and all this stuff. And he's just like, yeah, I got all the wood for free. And he's like, this is what I'm getting everybody for Christmas. Because it's just takes like, I just glue them together. And they're gorgeous. Like, everyone who got one was like, oh, this is the best cutting board ever. And he's like,
it's yeah. Really
easy. It's real so easy to make. But Mr. Behrens, or Ben, how has your week been, Ben?
Well, my week has been spectacular, compared to Noah's at least.
yeah.
Wow, thanks, man.
So... I kind of feel like I may be in the running for officially the most boring guest you've had on the show.
Nope.
No.
At least as far as my day-to-day. So as I mentioned, I work in marketing. I work from home. I'm a content writer for emails. So most of what I do is writing about why you should go to this yoga studio, or why you should buy this pair of pants, or you know, why you should really, really, really care about life insurance. It is exactly as exciting as it sounds. Yes.
I'm not sure if I should take offense to that, as that is exactly what my job is.
Right, yeah.
Ben and I have pretty much the exact same job.
Well, I am the voice inside your head, so
that's
true. That makes sense. actually, I really like my job. I really like finding ways of making these things that aren't inherently interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so this week, I may have flown a little too close to the sun.
No, he's feeling Icarus. Those wax wings, Ben.
I was writing an email for a tech-ish company. Not a tech company necessarily, but, you know, kind of. They work with, you know, they work with their own clients and try and keep them updated on what's happening in the world of tech and marketing and things like that. And they provided a list of articles to reference. And they were like, don't just copy and paste the articles, even though we're linking to them. They wanted me to write a unique introductory paragraph. And the article that they wanted me to link to was one talking about email marketing trends in 2022. Again, if you're not into that, it probably sounds really stinking boring. But I decided to have a little bit of fun with this little intro paragraph that they asked me to write. And so I'm going from memory here, trying my best to remember more or less what I said. It was something along the lines of, you hear it just about every year this time. Email is dead. It's a refrain born as if Nietzsche had an unpleasant lunch with Tim Berners-Lee. And then I went on for a little while longer. Like, you can, if you listen closely, you can hear the refrain echoing from the bells of email marketing steeples all over the country or something like that. And then I did another paragraph as to why it's actually still relevant, blah, 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 blah. But I was really, really proud of the Nietzsche and Tim Berners-Lee reference that I just dropped in this marketing.
That's like,
so did it make the cut? Like, you didn't have somebody come and be like, nah, you need to rewrite that.
Surprisingly. Okay. I went back into this email the day after, cause I did have a few revision requests from the person who gave it to me. But they were all about the images that I used and the actual verbiage stuck. Yes. Perfect. That's a win.
That is a win.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's amazing. That's like the Facebook message I sent you yesterday about joining Discord. Or like, if you click the button on our website to join the Discord, you'll be grafted in like a Gentile to salvation.
that was memorable.
And listeners, like, you too can be grafted now. In.
Yeah. Yes.
If you go to noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
And join the Discord.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for your weekly update.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that you were able to. It is fun to make things creative and interesting when they aren't like inherently creative or interesting. So that's always fun to do. Do we have any reviews or feedback from this week? / is there any reviews or feedback we should ask for?
Well, we did have Daniel, friend of the show, ask us if we skipped a week. I believe in the Discord he asked why there wasn't an episode. So Daniel, just thank forgot. You for noticing. I think he gets 5 points for that.
That's extra credit.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. And then I don't know, what should our speak pipe be this week?
Ben, what should our speak pipe question be?
Oh gosh. Thank you for putting me on the spot. I appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
Can it be anything?
Yes, you could ask anything in the world.
I mean, keep it PG.
Well,
of
yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I get that. Would you rather have spaghetti for hair or sweat mayonnaise?
Spaghetti for hair every single time, and that's such an easy question to me. I would not want to sweat mayonnaise.
Does it grow back? Like, are you actively growing spaghetti out of your head?
Yes.
Yes. Doesn't matter. I am presently sweating, which means I would presently be covered in mayonnaise. I am a sweaty person, and like, I wear hats 90% of the time anyway. And so if the spaghetti grows just as fast as my hair grows, I would just put a hat on. It's not like it's like spaghetti, like flying out of my head. It's just hair spaghetti. And
well, I guess slightly you didn't specify. I assume you're talking about wet spaghetti and not like dry spaghetti that just grows
Correct.
Like a chia pet, just straight out.
Like, looks like a really bad mascot from the 90s. Yeah.
All right, so that's the question. You can answer it by going to noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
And clicking on Contact Us, and you can record your speak pipe there.
Perfect. Let's roll into some games, and I think I'm going first with, it's my dad.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, look, it is the actual most boring guest host we've had on the
That hurts. Sorry, and now he's walking away. Wow.
And now he
you
left.
Hurt his feelings. Wow. Man. Disrespect. Honor
disrespect.
Your father and mother, Ben.
For someone who lets me live in his house.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wouldn't argue with him.
I think I have to buy him dinner now. This past couple weeks, a lot of the news was plagued with Facebook, but not exactly Facebook. Meta. The new name for Facebook, which what's kind of the general consensus on Facebook changing their name to Meta and kind of the reasoning why? Anyone have any opinions on that?
There are a lot of people who don't like them now, and they think that people will forget that they're Facebook if they're Meta.
Exactly. Which,
I guess, yeah. I feel like maybe not the way to do it was to come out and talk about the metaverse in like the creepiest way possible.
Oh, yeah.
And just like create this whole creepy presentation. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the whole like point behind the rebrand was like, don't you hate how Facebook's in every single corner of everything that we do and always watching you? That's okay. We're going to change our name to the metaverse. And that
so
won't make you think
scary.
About that at all.
And then there's that whole thing about, like, you don't need to buy board games anymore. We will be your board games. You don't need to go on vacation. We will be your vacation.
You don't need a spouse. We are your spouse now.
It's like, I already feel like I'm living inside of Zuck's brain. Like, I'd rather not have that feeling anymore.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I feel like this sort of thing was also shell-shocking because we're not really used to brands just up and rebranding themselves, especially when they're as popular as Facebook. But there are actually some very popular brands that have done just that. And this is a game about those brands. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a hint and the name of what a brand used to be, so its previous name, and you guys are in charge of guessing what that brand is called now. Now, these might be easier, they might be harder, and I will award points based on whoever gets it correct or whoever gets it closer. So there's 5 questions. Each person will get to answer the same question. If you have something to write down your answer so you don't just, like, say whatever the other person said, that would be splendiferous, but I trust you not to cheat.
Got it.
Sorry, yes. I just knocked my mic off.
Ah, that's okay.
I was
reaching
for paper.
Oh, no.
Ah, paper.
We got to start over.
Yep. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on this is how we do it. We can't edit. We have to do it in one whole take. Yep. So, do the rules kind of make sense? So I'm going to give you a question slash clue, and you have to tell me what the brand is called currently. Yeah. Here is question number one. What is better than the internet? Well, obviously, a good old back rub. And before the search engine changed their name, you could get the best of both worlds. What is Backrub known as today?
Oh. I've read about
an internet
before.
Company used to be known as Backrub. I'll give you 5, 4. Well, okay. So I guess when I get to zero, how are we going to do this? When I get to zero, you'll say what you think it is. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it that way. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is it Google?
Noah says Google. Ben says Yahoo. It is Google. Back before the days of Google, it used to be known as Backrub. But, so that gets 1 point for Noah. Let me
That was a
that
good
down.
Name change. That was a good decision.
Yeah, that was wise.
I don't know.
Instead
I like
of like, oh yeah, I Googled this person. I back rubbed this person the other day. It just it sounds.
You know
weird.
What?
You
now, now that you use that logic, I agree.
Can you imagine like the T-shirt that says "I back rub myself daily" or anything like that? That wouldn't be.
I can't even reach.
Be kosher.
So many weird. I couldn't remember if it was Google or Yahoo either. I almost put Yahoo.
Well, let's stick with search engines for question number two. And switch to Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web, which is obviously the best name for any search engine ever. So clearly, they changed it. To what? What did Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web change their name to? I'll need your answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo. Oh!
You both said DuckDuckGo. And you're both wrong, because the answer is Yahoo.
Oh. Wait, just pull up that paper, Ben, and say you wrote down Yahoo.
I numbered it. I can't even lie.
Question for the audience. What is DuckDuckGo?
It's like the private search engine, like alternative to Google that doesn't track you.
Is Google not private?
No, Google has all kinds of info on you. DuckDuckGo doesn't like keep a history of what you're.
I am absolutely hosed. Anyway, no one gets a point for that one. Moving on to question number three. We love video games, and video games are quite simply amazing software. How cool would it be if there was a video game company called Amazing Software? Well, there was, but it's not called that anymore. What is Amazing Software known as today? It's a video game company that used to be known as Amazing Software. And I'll need your answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I know Electronic it's not Arts. Nintendo, but that's all I can think of right now.
Nintendo from Ben, Electronic Arts from Noah, otherwise known as EA. And the answer is EA Games.
Really?
Yes, EA Games, Electronic Arts, used to be known as Amazing Software.
Wow, I just picked one at random.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
The worst thing about that is I know Nintendo is well over 100 years old, and I know it was not called Amazing Software before.
It's in the 1800s. Welcome to Amazing Software.
They made playing cards in the 1800s. Yeah. Like they've been around a long time.
That's how you improvise, adapt, and overcome. You start by making playing cards, and now you make Mario.
And you save the video game industry.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So another point goes to Noah, which brings him to 2 points. Ben.
I'm bad at this, apparently.
It's okay. I think you'll get there. With question number 4, the hills are alive with the sound of terrible products and prices. The sound of music was this electronics store... The Sound of Music is what this electronics store used to be called. But what is it called now? Again, the store was called The Sound of Music, and it's an electronics store, and they have terrible products and prices. What are they known as now? In 5, 4, three, two, one.
Best Buy.
Radio Shack.
Which Best Buy from Ben. Radio Shack from Noah. And the correct answer is Best Buy.
Yeah.
Best Buy used to be known as the Sound of Music, which is interesting because, actually, no, it's not interesting. I just really don't like Best Buy. I don't think I've ever gotten a Best Buy and walked out and been, that was a good experience.
Oh, I like Best
Buy. I'm glad. You like Best Buy?
You walk into Best Buy, you find what you're looking for, and then you order it on Amazon. That's the Best Buy way.
That's accurate.
It should change its name to Best Browse.
Best Browse. Because yeah. I do not need a $45 3-foot HDMI cable.
Right.
And that's what you get at Best Buy. Or I could get like 10 on Amazon for 35 cents. So
if I'm ever really feeling nostalgic for CDs, well, I guess I can't go there anymore, but I used to be able to.
It's the Sound of Music. That's why they have so many CDs. So Ben gets the point, which means it's 2-1 heading into our final round, which is worth 2 points. So anyone can win at this point. Want to smell like a sandwich for the rest of the day? In 1965, you would have to head to Pete's Super Submarines. Today, you'll just have to go to this sandwich shop. Which sandwich store used to be called Pete's Super Submarines? I don't need an answer. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Subway.
Subway.
Subway Eat Fresh is correct.
Yeah.
Pete's Super Submarines. In 1965, he started it. Actually, I don't even think the guy's name was Pete. I didn't write that part down. Fred. Fred DeLuca started a sandwich shop called... Oh. So, okay. Hang on. Pete, or Fred, had a $1,000 loan from his friend, Pete. And he started the sandwich shop and called it Pete's Super Submarines.
Was that part of the loan deal? Like, you have to name it after me?
I don't know. If so, that'd be like, is that really a loan or just like, I'm paying you to name a sandwich shop after me?
Maybe Fred was just really insecure and didn't want to put his name on it. It's like, these sandwiches are okay,
Fred Super Submarines.
I'm not sure I want to put my name on this Italian BMT. So we'll just throw Pete under the bus here. If people don't like it, then
my bread is literally not classified as bread in the country of Ireland, so we're just going to put Pete's name on this.
Yeah, it's Pete's fault, not mine. I went into, so I ordered Subway online the other day, like on my phone, and I just clicked this button where it said order what I ordered last time. Like, this is what you ordered last time, order again. So I did that because I got the sandwich I wanted last time. And I went in and they handed me like a bowl that had everything I had ordered just like as a salad. So like it had lettuce, tomato, turkey, bacon, mayonnaise, just squirted all over it and salt. And I was just like, pardon me, this is not what I ordered. I ordered a sandwich. And they're like, well, you didn't pick a bread, so we had to assume you wanted a salad. I'm like, on my order form, it says 12-inch turkey sub. And like, well, you didn't pick a bread. I'm like, you are a sandwich store. Why would you assume someone wanted a salad? You're called Subway Sandwiches. And it made me very upset. That is my Subway story. But you both get it correct, Daddy, so you both get 2 points, which means Noah has 4 and Ben has 3. So thank you both so much for playing the first ever game of Brand New. That's what the game's called, by the way. Yeah, so
good
if
game.
You're starting
that
a company...
Fun. That was fun.
If you're starting a company, just know that you're going to change it eventually, the name. Yeah.
Levi, buddy, I need you to go in the kitchen, okay?
Yeah, that's true. You got to, like, I don't know, Subway, it flows off the tongue. It's easy to say. It's less letters than the other thing you said, so the signs are cheaper. Yeah. You know, it's all a better deal.
That's all you get for a $1,000 loan from Pete.
From Pete. Good old Pete.
So congrats. Good old Pete. Always good for $1,000. Noah, do you have a game for us?
I do, if we have time. How long have we been recording?
42 minutes.
Okay, we got time. We're going to play a quick round, something we play not every month, but most months we like to play an edition of Weird Holidays. where we look at specific days within the current month and see what holidays there are that are kind of strange or unusual that you might not know that you should be celebrating. But I'm switching it up a little bit, and we're going to talk about what month November is. You know, sometimes
it's the 11th.
It's breast the 11th cancer month. Awareness month or any of those. So I have three months that you can celebrate in November. So I'm going to ask the question, and then you both will get a chance to answer what you think the month is. Like, oh, I think it's National Ben Awareness Month or something like that.
We need one of those.
Oh, it better be.
Yeah, I don't know that one exists. So maybe we can... As many like weird months as there are, it doesn't seem that hard to start one. So we could probably start a Ben Awareness Month pretty easily.
I'm down. Let's do it.
I mean, I'm not going to oppose it. It's obviously in my favor, so...
Right. Yeah. So this first question is going to go to Mr. Barons. Mm-hmm. As the guest of the show, you'll get to answer first, and then Mr. Shoemate will get to follow up. Put it in your smoothie, throw it on your burger, or just eat it plain to celebrate this month, which is devoted to everyone's favorite condiment.
Mustard. So what do you think? National Mustard Month.
National Mustard Month. You can put mustard in your smoothie, throw it on your burger, or just eat it plain. All right, Ben. Ben's kind of making a face.
That's my thinking face. You've never seen it before. What can you eat plain, put in a smoothie, or put on your burger?
Oh, dang, I know what this is. Time. I'm wrong. Can I change my answer?
No, but you can tell me what it is. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. come on, conscience. No, that's not something you want to hear your conscience say. Oh, dang, I'm wrong.
Oh, humility's good every now and then. A lot of us need more of that.
What can you put on a condiment that you put on your burger as well as eat it plain? Oh, man, yep. I'm struggling too.
I tried to make this a little bit hard.
This is hard on me because I don't put anything on my burger, condiment-wise. So I'm going to say relish? Oh, you don't even put that on a burger, Ben. Oh.
You can. I
guess
you
could.
I mean, avocado. I would be putting mustard in a smoothie, so.
That's true.
Avocado?
Avocado, you say?
Like guacamole? All right,
before I tell you the answer, Mr. Barons, I do want to hear... Your follow-up thought.
My follow-up thought. So I had to lock in mustard, right? But green chili.
Okay. So we have mustard. We have green chili. We have, what did you
guacamole.
Say? Avocado? Guacamole?
Avocado/guacamole.
The correct answer is Peanut Butter Lovers Month. You can put peanut butter in your smoothie. You can put peanut butter on a burger. It's a little weird, but there's a restaurant right by my house that offers that. Or
that's
just
true.
Eat
that's
it
why.
Plain, straight out of the jar.
As a pineapple pizza lover, I don't feel like I have any place to criticize anyone for putting peanut butter on a burger.
I thought you were going to guess pineapple.
But I can't imagine.
That kind of works on
yeah,
all of these.
Yeah, it does, but I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, because I love pineapple on a burger. It's the Bonsai Burger from Red Robin. Comes with pineapple on it. So
oh,
good.
That's true.
Yeah, no, that one was a struggle. I guess I don't even like guacamole. So do people put that in burgers?
Sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Guacamole bacon burger. That's like the ideal way to eat a burger, in my opinion.
Hmm.
But the question is, does peanut butter more closely resemble guacamole or mustard?
I have a thought. Guacamole.
I was going to say something about the fluids that you mentioned earlier with children, but, I'll leave the rest of you guys to put that together.
For that alone, I think New Ben gets the point.
New Ben? Wait a second. New Ben.
New Ben. All right, but we got two more questions. This one will go to Ben Shoemate first. Ben, don't settle for cheap imitations. Go the extra mile this month and show your loved one that they are worth quality and authenticity. What is the month?
He went to it's National He Went to Jared Month. No other jewelry store. No Helzberg diamonds here. Nah, it's no Zales. It's Jared time. It's Jared time month.
It's Jared time. It's like it's Miller time or something. But.
Why can't that be their slogan? Instead of he went to Jared, it's Jared time.
It's Jared time. This month's coming up all Jared. All right, Other Ben, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to say...
Other I'll say Ben it again. Now. Yeah. Don't settle for cheap imitations. Go the extra mile this month and show your loved one that they are worth quality and authenticity.
I'm going to say National Real Flower Buying Month. That's a thing, right?
Ooh. Don't buy
Is
the fake
thing?
Stuff.
No fake flowers.
No fake flowers.
All right. We have Real Flower Buying Month and National It's Jared Time Month. The answer is Real Jewelry Month.
Oh, like it's a hybrid.
it is a hybrid.
It's like a perfect hybrid between the two of you. Yeah,
merge
I don't know.
The Bens together for one correct answer.
Yeah, I feel like you both. I mean, Real Flower Month is really close to Real Jewelry Month, but Ben got the jewelry component, so I'm going to give you both the point, which All brings right. The score 2-1. Ben
it's
to Ben.
Jared time.
New Ben still has the lead. In the final question. In this era of divisions and disunity, maybe we can all bond together to celebrate this holiday, which commemorates something that literally all of us do. And it's back to Mr. Ben, Mr. Barons.
Mr. Ben. Mr. Ben's my father.
And his name isn't even Ben.
And it's not Ben.
Wow, that got weird. Okay, something all of us, National Pick Your Nose Month.
We all do it. Can't deny it. Is that your final answer?
It might as well be.
All right, Shoemate.
It's National Everybody Loves Raymond Month.
What?
You sit down and watch your box set of Everyone Loves Raymond with Ray Romano and
Deborah!
His wife. Deborah! Deborah! It's my month! There's a fine line between Ray Romano and Kermit the Frog, and I don't know how to toe that line. So,
because that's something we all do. We all have our box set.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody.
We all love Raymond. That's how we join in unity. Around the fact that we all love Raymond.
Man, I feel like I have to give you some points for creativity there. The answer is National Sleep Comfort Month. It's the month
Deborah.
Where we celebrate comfort in sleeping. And sleeping is something we literally all do.
Oh, Deborah, this mattress is lumpy. This mattress is lumpy. Deborah!
I haven't even seen this show, and I'm not. I don't get the reference, but it's... I feel like you guys are doing it spot on.
Oh, yeah. This is Everyone Loves Raymond.
And I think I have to give it to Ben Barons again.
I would agree. There is some good comfort
picking
in picking your nose.
Both bodily things that you do, and they're both very comforting things. They're both comfort
I
items.
Can I give half of my point to Mr. Shoemate? Because, I mean, we riffed for a long time on Everybody Loves Raymond.
We did.
Yeah. You can give him half a point. That's fair.
Okay.
So 2.5 to 1.5. And Ben wins the game.
All right.
Good job, Ben.
I feel good.
Good.
I feel happy of myself.
You have found game. You found self-worth in winning a game.
I think I'm going to chase that feeling.
Yeah. For the rest of my life, I'm going to chase
After all
feeling.
These years. You found self-worth on podcasts on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, Noah, for being here. Thank you, Ben, for being here. And congratulations to Noah and Ben for both winning a game this week on Noodles at Noon. It was so great to have you both. Did anyone have any closing arguments or statements?
I suppose it's just good to bring it full circle and say, guys, pineapple belongs on pizza. if you like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, everyone, yeah. Just chill out, okay? Just yeah. Chill.
Next time you go to a party and you see pineapple on pizza, instead of getting all worked up, think, we are including people here. We are opening up our homes and our lives and our diets to people not like us. And that's what pineapple on pizza represents. It represents a better America and a better world as a whole.
Beautiful.
But to whoever puts peanut butter on their burgers, fight me. Because that just sounds messed up. That's all I got. But thank you all so much for listening. Oh, Noah, did you have any closing statements?
No, I got it. Cool. I'm done.
He's done. Thank you all so much for listening. Congratulations again to Noah and Ben on winning games, but we're all winners here. So congratulations to you. And we will talk to you guys next week. We will see you then. Bye-bye.
I know they can't see me wave.
Ben waved.
They can't
I don't think they can see you wave.